Investigations are underway in Thursday's suicide death of an inmate at Monroe County Jail. It's the second one this summer, and WXXI's James Brown has details on how the sheriff's office is trying to prevent more.
Captain James McGowan has been with the Monroe County Sheriff's Office for about 25 years, the last four as one of the leaders in the county jail on South Plymouth Avenue. McGowan says that rates of self-harm are higher in county jails than in prisons.
County jail, you're up in the air. You don't know if you're being convicted. If you're not, it's brand new. Everything just happened. There's a lot going on. Prison, you pretty much know it's coming. You've been found guilty of something a while ago, and now you're finally going to prison.
That's one reason McGowan says the jail takes extensive steps to prevent suicides. He says that the most critical time is in the first 72 hours. That's when deputies, staff, and mental health professionals ask inmates about their emotional state, medications, and family history of mental illness. McGowan says that the process continues formally and informally throughout their incarceration.
When you're trying and trying and trying, and once in a while you still lose somebody, I'm like, man, you know, what else can we do? We're doing it all right. We're trying all this new stuff. This kid's not going to talk to his dad ever again, or his mom, or his sister.
He says that inmates are checked on every 25 minutes, and continuous cameras are fixed outside their cells. In the case of this inmate, McGowan says that there were no signs of distress during the month that he was in lockup. He has not yet been identified. James Brown, WXXI News.